Some years ago from Norfolk there came a gallant wight, and though it is most strange, yet he could both read and write. So to London he would go, so to London he would go. He understood accounts, too, and thought himself most fit, because well-versed in figures in Parliament to fit. So to London he would go, so to London he would go. For while whilst at his father's he had heard it often said, that some that were that sad there that strange queer figures made, so to London he would go, so to London he would go. But first he thought it fitting to Lynn to go and try their votes if he could beg, or their votes if he could buy, ere to London he would go, ere to London he would go. To Lynn then straight he trudges, and as soon as he gets there, he to a cuckold goes, "Good morrow, Mr. Mayor." To London I would go, to London I would go. I have a mind, good sir, in Parliament to fit, if that you'll please to think me to represent you fit. For London I would go, for to London I would go. To London I would go, sir, my fortune for to try. Therefore, if you won't give your votes, sir, I would buy. For to London fain I go, for to London fain I go. I hear the people there soon ample fortunes make, and I'll make mine as soon, or else I'll much mistake. When to London I do go, when to London I do go. Some persons who are there I hear and make a gallant show, soon raise an ample fortune by saying nay or no. So to London I would go, so to London I would go. For if to raise a fortune that is the only way, I think I can say yea or no, good dozens as well as they. So to London I would go, so to London I would go. Friend Robin, quoth the mayor, you speak like a man of sense. I would not give a fig for him who cannot get the pence. So to London you shall go, so to London you shall go. And to be chosen here, I'm sure that is your only way. For he who cannot get the pence to us, no pence can pay. So to London you shall go, so to London you shall go. The mayor, he spoke full wisely, for he mostly rightly thought he was not worth the choosing if he was not worth a groat. But to Strombolo might go, but to Strombolo might go. Then hey for Westminster, quoth Bob, and when I'm got there, I soon shall be a great man, that friend I need. not fear, says Mr. Mayor, for if you go to that, he needs must be a great man who has a ton of fat. So to London you may go, so to London you may go. To London then he came, and to St. Stephen's went, for there to raise his fortune, it was his full intent. When to London he did go, when to London he did go. Being God on St. Stephen's, a mighty noise he made, for that to raise a fortune's the only way to set. So to speeching he did go, so to speeching he did go. So to speeching he did go, and like a man of sense, he certainly said ay or no, just as he got the pence. When to voting he did go, when to voting he did go. Says Marlborough, this is somebody that makes this mighty noise, and therefore he shall have a place, say that he shall, my boys. And to speeching he shall go, and to speeching he shall go. He had not long enjoyed his place, but being mad or drunk, to show he hated money, £500 he sunk. To the Tower he did go, to the Tower he did go. To make him some amends, then for being thither sent, a paymaster of the guards he's made, but yet he's not content. So to speeching he does go, so to speeching he does go. To still the noodle next, he's made Minister of State, and treaties made by wholesale, for which he'll meet his fate. When to the Tower he does go, when to the Tower he does go. But yet not being satisfied, he needs must have a string, and it must be a blue one, 'cause that's a pretty thing. When to Norfolk he does go, when to Norfolk he does go. However, let him have his whim and dangle the blue strings, so he's but doomed at last in an Hampton one to swing. When to Tyburn he does go, when to Tyburn he does go.